Hi y'all, Pity Getchy Fofa here. I am back with a new article to read. So this article comes to me from a very fun PhD student who both, sexts me and asks about PhD program advice. I do, love a person with layers. And we also figured out that we are of a similar ethnic background. So it does kind of make me laugh that in real life, our families would probably be thrilled about someone like me and someone like him getting together. But what they don't know is that, we're talking through a sex subreddit. So, very haram. Anyway, Habibi, here's your article. This article is called Serial Femtosecond Crystallography of Membrane Proteins. Once again, this is an article not in my specialty, so you can hear me trip over my words while I use my vibe, and Habibi has requested that I use the big wand again, so I am going to try to make it longer than last time, but I can't guarantee anything. So here we go. All right. Membrane proteins, accounting for approximately 30% of all proteins in eukaryotic cells, play crucial roles in multiple cellular processes, from transmitting extracellular signals, transporting cellular components across the membrane, and catalyzing chemical reactions to mediating cellular interactions. Currently, approximately 60% of approved drugs target membrane proteins, not only due to their vital roles, but also because of the easiness in accessing them at the cell surface. Structure characterization of membrane proteins is fundamental for the comprehensive understanding of their mechanisms of action and biological functions. However, their residence within a lipid bilayer renders great difficulties for the isolation, purification, stabilization, and crystallization of membrane proteins, and thus makes their structure determination challenging. The first high-resolution three-dimensional structure of a membrane protein was solved by X-ray crystallographic analysis in 1985. After decades of efforts to develop effective approaches for structure determination, X-ray crystallography stands out as the most efficient tool for high-resolution, three-dimensional structure determination of membrane proteins, attributing to over 500 unique membrane protein structures deposited in the protein databank. However, compared with soluble proteins, the progress for structure determination of membrane proteins lags far behind. Among the notoriously difficult membrane protein families, G-protein-coupled receptors have yielded about 30 structures so far. GPCRs contain more than 800 members in humans, with about 200 of them being validated drug targets. Oh, shit. Oh, I turned it up. Due to the low expression and stability of these receptors, as well as their highly dynamic nature, they have registered structural determination for many years, and the first high-resolution structure of a GPCR bound to a diffusible ligand was solved by X-ray crystallography only recently in 2007. This structure, as well as most GPCR structures solved since then, were derived from small but well-ordered crystals grown in a lipidic cubic phase. However, the X-ray flux required to collect high-resolution data from small crystals results in radiation damage, even in cryo-cooled samples. Radiation damage at synchronous sources, together with low expression yield of membrane proteins and difficulties with growing diffraction-quality crystals, remain the major bottleneck in this field. Radiation damage can, however, be outrun at X-ray-free electron lasers. An XFEL provides ultra-short X-ray pulses with a peak brilliance that is over 9 orders of magnitude higher than from third-generation synchrotron sources, enabling structure determination from micrometer or submicrometer-sized nanocrystals with minimal radiation damage. Based on the principle of diffraction before destruction. The method of serial femtosecond crystallography, or SFX, is able to minimize the radiation damage by using those intense and ultra-short pulses to collect a series of snapshot diffraction patterns from microcrystals at room temperature, eliminating the steps of crystal harvesting and cryocooling. The diffraction snapshots originate from different crystals in random orientation and differing in size. These diffraction patterns constitute stills, i.e. slices through the Ewald sphere containing only partial Briggs reflections. Therefore, tens of thousands snapshots from crystals in random orientation are typically needed to adequately sample reciprocal space. In this chapter, we will review the recent evolution from serial femtosecond crystallography, the application of SFX on membrane proteins, and an innovative modified LCP-SFX approach to combining SFX and LCP crystallization. All right, turn it up a little bit more. Okay, I'm gonna keep going. This is for you, Habibi. Inshallah. Okay. Membrane proteins are relatively unstable once isolated from their native lipid bilayer membrane environment. Their crystallization in detergent micelles often leads to large but poorly diffracting crystals. In contrast, crystals grown in LCP are typically smaller in size, more ordered, and contain fewer defects that contribute to mosaicity. The high X-ray dose at conventional synchrotron sources leads to radiation damage and associated structure modification. To address these issues, cryogenic cooling of microcrystalline samples is used. Where the crystal is cooled to 100K to reduce secondary radiation damage, whereas primary ionization events cannot be prevented. Overall, structural studies of membrane proteins are hampered by oh, fuck, this is hard. Oh, fuck. Okay, I can keep going. Overall, structural studies of membrane proteins are hampered by the initial crystal quality as well as the limited growth capacity to large, well-ordered crystals withstanding radiation damage. To overcome X-ray-induced radiation damage, it was proposed to use extremely intense X-ray pulses with short enough pulse duration that diffraction data can be recorded before the structural destruction occurs. The first hard X-ray FEL, the Linac coherent light source, in SLAC at Stanford, allowed to test these ideas for the first time. Together with fast readout detectors and sample delivery in the liquid stream, short wavelength X-rays pulses with high intensity at LCLS enabled for the first time high-resolution structure determination of protein molecules at room temperature from nano and microcrystals. Photosystem 1 was used as the first crystallographic experimental model at LCLS. In this experiment, randomly orientated? That's not a word, is that? Fuck it. Randomly orientated hydrated microcrystals in crystallization solution were delivered in a liquid jet and intersected with the X-ray beam in a vacuum. Thousands of single femtosecond snapshot diffraction patterns from microcrystals were collected in serial fashion. New data analysis methods had to be developed to merge the resulting still images into a 3D data set. Although the X-ray wavelength was limited at the time to 6.9 I'm not sure what this unit of measurement is. We're going to call it A. Which in turn limited the resolution of the PSA structure to 8.4A. It was a first step towards atomic resolution in SFX with an XFEL. Data collection to a resolution better than 2A became possible with the commissioning of the LC-LS coherent X-ray imaging instrument. The model system for this study was hen egg white lysozyme, and the structure could be solved from micron-sized crystals to a resolution of 1.9A with an X-ray. Wavelength of 1.32A. Since then, LCLS has been used for SFX structure determination of soluble and membrane proteins. In serial femtosecond crystallography, extremely short X-ray pulses with high energy intersect a stream of protein microcrystals in random orientation and variable size. Just left. I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Oh, I'm getting really close. Following the first success of SFX on PSI crystallized in detergent solution, SFX was applied to the structural studies of other membranes proteins, such as the photosynthesis reaction from the Blastocloris vigoris that was crystallized into a liquid-like lipidic sponge phase. The study was still limited by the wavelength of 6.17A that was available at the time, resulting in an 8.2A resolution structure. A follow-up SFX study on the same protein but at a higher X-ray energy of 9.34 keV corresponding to a wavelength of 1.32A led to a 3.5A resolution microstructure. Fuck. Oh no, this article's longer than I thought. Y'all need to start sending me short articles. I feel so good. I don't want to keep reading. I don't want to keep reading. I just want to come. Oh, I'm so bad at this. Ah, oh, fuck. As soon as it hits a certain point, it just feels so fucking good that nothing else matters. Oh, fuck. Oh, I want to come for you so bad. Oh God, I want to come for you. I want you to see me. I want want you to see me spreading my pussy open and rubbing this wand all over my clit. Oh, fuck, I want you to see how fucking wet I am. Seeing my glistening fingers. What would you do first? Lick me or fuck me? Oh, fuck. Do you want to taste me or you just want to fucking fill me? Oh, shit. What did I do? No. God damn it. Had a heart attack and then I almost did. Oh, fuck, okay, here we go. Oh, fuck, I want to come so bad. I'm right on the edge. Oh my god. Oh fuck, my heart's pounding and I'm just rocking my hips back and forth. Oh god, I just wanna go. Oh fuck. Oh my god, I'm loading screen stuck at 99%. Why does this always happen to me? Yes. so hard. I felt so fucking good. My heart is still pounding and I have tingles. Oh, that's it. I'm a lump now.